Hello, my name is Xochitl Dixon. I share a hope I keep tucked in my heart in today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread, a heavenly reunion. When writing my mom's obituary, I felt that the word died seemed too final for the hope I had in our promised reunion in heaven. So I wrote, she was welcomed into the arms of Jesus. Still, some days, I grieve when looking at the more current family photos that don't include my mom. Recently, though, I discovered a painter who creates family portraits to include those we've lost. The artist uses the photos of loved ones who have gone before us to paint them into the picture of the family. With strokes of a paintbrush, this artist represents God's promise of a heavenly reunion. I shed grateful tears at the thought of seeing my mom smiling by my side again. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul affirms that believers in Jesus don't have to grieve like the rest of mankind. He says in verse 14, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. Paul acknowledges Jesus' second coming and proclaims that all believers will be reunited with Jesus. God's promise of a heavenly reunion can comfort us when we're grieving the loss of a loved one who has trusted Jesus. Our promised future with our risen King also provides enduring hope when we face our own immortality until the day Jesus comes or calls us home. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so, we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Let's pray. Loving Savior, thank you for giving us an enduring hope to share with others until the day you call us home or come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.